The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you?" So that we can give an answer to those who sent us. "What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
So the Jews from Jerusalem send priests and Levites to John the Baptist, and they ask the question, "Who are you?" Because he looked like Elijah, and the prophet Malachi had said that one like Elijah would come before the Messiah, and he looked like the prophet, and Moses had said that somebody like a prophet would come before the Messiah, so he wanted to know who he was. Perfectly reasonable question. Same question that they asked of Jesus when he showed up on the scene. "Who are you?" they all asked him. "Who are you who stand up on a hilltop and amend the Ten Commandments in the Sermon on the Mount? Who are you who call God your own Father? Who are you to drive out the leaders of the people with the end of a bullwhip in the temple? Who are you?" You know what's interesting about the question, "Who are you?" asked of Jesus, is that before he gives a direct answer, he turns it around to his disciples and he asks them to answer it. Doesn't he? First thing he says is, "Who do you say that I am?" Drawing out their faith before he shares with them the depths of the mystery of God. Now, that's been true all down through the ages. You go back to the days of the ancient church, they wrestled with the same question. Who is Jesus Christ? Is he God and man? Is he God who looks like a man? Is he a man who just looks and acts like God? Who is he? Well, there was a priest long about the 3rd and 4th century. His name was Arius. And he said that Jesus Christ was not one in being with the Father, not consubstantial with the Father. He wasn't really God. And his ideas caught on all throughout the church, and so many people believed him. But today's saints, Saints Basil and Gregory, they stood up and defended to the death the divinity of Christ. Because the answer to the question, "Who do you say that I am?" that makes all the difference. Because if Jesus is not God, then, you know, God did not come down to this earth and become like you in all things but sin. And God did not take your own sins onto the cross and die for you in your place. And he is not God with us. And that's why it's so important that we answer that question with faith in our hearts, "Who do you say that I am?" So you get the priest up here from the pulpit and he'll tell you all about how Jesus is God. But you know, it's up to you to believe that. I can proclaim good news until I'm blue in the face, but if you don't believe it, it doesn't do you any good. I've told you this image before. If there's good news out there, but you've never heard it, as far as you're concerned, there's no news. Remember the image that I've used before about the Swiss bank account? If you inherited a Swiss bank account and it's under your name with a stack of gold somewhere in a basement in Zurich, but you've never heard about it, your life proceeds along same as always, right? No news. There might as well be no good news at all. It was a funny commercial a bunch of years ago. Poured this poor beleaguered office worker in a cubicle up to his ears in memos and paper and phone calls and stress. Suddenly a courier bursts into the cubicle, hands him a letter. His long-lost admission letter to Harvard College, lost in the mail for 20 years, right? He'd just now gotten the news. Well, there could be all the good news in the world, but if it hasn't struck you, there's no news at all. So here's the question. Christmas is the season of Emmanuel, God with us, right? Question is, are you with God? Jesus is present in the Eucharist. Are you present to him? Our Lord became one with you in all things but sin. Do you live that? Do you know that? Who do you say that this child is? It's part of the reason why Jesus comes to us as a baby. Because how do you approach a baby? Don't you approach a baby with wonder and with self-forgetfulness and with humility? Don't you approach a baby like that? We got to approach God like that sometimes. So here's the thing. You find your faith tested, whether it's now, whether it's all throughout the year. Remember the child Jesus in the crib. And approach God the same way that you'd approach a little baby, so that you can know the truth of who he is. Something to know, not just in the Christmas season, but all throughout the year. And last, the prayers of the saints to help us to grow in that faith, that knowledge, and that certainty. Saints Basil and Gregory, pray for us.